Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Oh, what up and welcome to Maggie and Perloff. Fantastic Wednesday. Well, not really a fantastic Wednesday for the NFL or anyone associated with the Washington Commanders. It is not a great day, Perloff, when you're getting dragged in front of the House Oversight Committee and being grilled for 2.5 hours like what happened to Roger Goodell today. So some of the biggest things to take away from this, and we're going to try really hard not to get bogged down to the politics of this because it's not worth it and it doesn't serve our purposes at all as a sports talk radio show. The big thing to take away is that Daniel Snyder is going to be subpoenaed, and that's supposed to happen next week. So get your popcorn ready for that. To finally hear Daniel Snyder would be under oath in this scenario and would be asked questions from both sides of the aisle in this House Oversight Committee. That was a very big development today.
Right, unless he can fight it legally and quash the subpoena.
Right.
Yeah, this is really interesting. Where does this go from here? I'm curious, you know, you watch really closely.
Yep.
If Snyder doesn't go up next week, was there enough today that happened that really will move this story forward and eventually lead to a change in ownership in Washington?
Well, you know, never say never, because there's been a lot of times where I thought, man, this guy is like Teflon. How is he able to survive essentially 20 years of a toxic workplace? And nobody's disputing that, by the way. Goodell's not disputing that. You're not even finding the, you know, certain politicians who might be more backing Daniel Snyder. Like, no one's disputing that they had a bad workplace environment. So you can build all this stuff on top of each other. Some of the new things that came out today was that Snyder was trying to interfere with the women, mostly, who were coming forward saying what a toxic environment this was. Some sued, some settled. There's a variety of different things. But that Snyder was like sicking PIs on them, private investigators, trying to create dossiers on people, trying to get access to their correspondence, whether or not they spoke to reporters. I mean, really doing some underhanded, dirty stuff to try to, A, discredit the women who were accusing him of bad things, and B, basically try to pin this all on one person, which was Bruce Allen, who was the former president of the team. So, like, there's a lot of dirty tricks type of thing. Like, there's a crime, and that, or not crime, there was misconduct, maybe as accurate as I can be here. It was maybe a crime, but misconduct that happened, and then also like a potential cover-up. And I think that's what forced this basically to Congress. Like, the idea that all these bad things went down, nobody's disputing that, but also that there could have been a cover-up in place, and that's where Goodell came in, because the politicians were trying to get to the bottom of whether or not he was active in trying to cover this for Daniel Snyder.
Right. And then I think everything today got lost in a bunch of noise.
Oh, man.
There was so much noise.
Circus.
I've been trying to think about this question. Why does Roger Goodell and the NFL owners, the other 31 owners, cling to Daniel Snyder? This is terrible for the league, right? To be dragged out in front of everyone, like, this is the last thing they want. I mean, ratings will probably be fine in the fall. Is it possible the NFL thinks, among other reasons, we're better when we're a unified front of 32 owners? So we hire this guy who's adept at sidestepping controversies and can answer these questions instead of, you know, the biggest existential questions that he ever faced the NFL or when other owners go at owners. That's not good.
Right.
So they're probably trying to put up a unified front. But I don't know if it can uphold this. I just honestly think the NFL has to look at this and say, wow, is he worth it anymore?
This is just an avalanche, right, of bad things. And now you're getting one specific owner that's being singled out to get, you know, to come in front of Congress. Like, yeah, nobody's going to like that, first of all. The one thing I think the other owners are so worried about is not that Daniel Snyder's got, like, compromising photos of them, or not that Daniel Snyder's so litigious that he's going to be a pain in the neck.
Both of those are true, by the way.
Those are true. I don't know about the photos, but both of those are true.
No, I'm joking.
But he's litigious. But the other part is that I think a lot of them are concerned that there's a pathway now to get your team taken away and for the owners to vote on getting your team taken away. And if you're listening and you're thinking, well, what about Jerry Richardson, who is the owner of the Carolina Panthers, who ultimately sold his team? It was an expose by Sports Illustrated. Our friend John Wertheim uncovered improprieties that the owner was doing to women, racial slurs, horrible stuff. The owners never voted whether to get him out. He was older. I don't think his health was great, Jerry Richardson, and his children or his heirs didn't want to own an NFL team, so they sold it for $2+ billion and just cashed out. The Donald Sterling thing in the NBA was the NBA forcing him to sell. That was Adam Silver saying he's going to be kicked out of the league, and they forced him to sell. I just think that I'll never say never that this, as I said, avalanche of stuff against Daniel Snyder that's gone on for like 2 decades has to mean something. That has to be something that the NFL doesn't think they can sweep under the rug.
Although NFL has gone through a lot. You know, they've got through the concussion thing, which makes no sense. There was even a movie about it called Concussion.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I don't know how they got it. That was in front of Congress too. It was unbelievable.
$1 billion settlement.
It's unbelievable they got through that. They got through Colin Kaepernick in a lot of ways, which could have, I think historically, will look really bad for the NFL, but it feels like they weathered that storm. They got through the Deflategate mess. Not that's much, much less serious, but it became a mess.
It got brought up today. Deflategate got brought up today.
And it went to court, and there was all sorts of crazy things. The NFL, maybe you disagree with this, like, they are completely Teflon in a way. They've gone through a lot. I don't feel like anything that happened today, I feel like it could lead to the end of Daniel Snyder. I don't feel like the NFL took a real knockout blow.
No, but I also don't think, like, the NFL itself was, like, being represented by Roger Goodell. But this was about Daniel Snyder. I mean, for the House Oversight Committee, it should be about Daniel Snyder. Well, the reason why is because, and this is what the people, the politicians who are on the committee will tell you, that this is a clear example of, like, sustained toxic workplace that should be investigated, that doesn't seem like maybe very recently got better, but when you still have the person in charge, like the Daniel Snyder hasn't been removed, so how can you really say that the culture is fully rehabbed, even though you took some people in and out of their positions, right? So they can use this very high profile example to try to create legislation that would help other Americans and that other workplaces would have to abide by.
But I think it's very confusing when you say Washington, that is not an NFL workplace.
It is. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
They're using a very high profile specific example.
But so are they going against the whole NFL or going against Washington? I think for fans, that's a slightly confusing thing. It seems like they're going against the whole NFL.
Yeah, no, that's not what, at least the, like, you know, some politicians get totally off the rails. Again, they talk about Deflategate. There was talk of a tampon shortage that's coming up. Mm. I mean, this thing got really wacky, but the intent was to...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Try to look at the Washington football team and see how that could correlate to other private businesses and workplaces. And let's not forget, the NFL enjoys a lot of protections under our government and our laws. So there is, like, a reason why you might want to look at a private entity like the Washington football team.
Well, I think the big question, though, too, was, like, Roger Goodell, why aren't you making this guy leave? So it does become an NFL thing. The reason they wouldn't pull up Roger Goodell if it was just a Washington football team story. It's an NFL story.
So the way that they get together is that Roger Goodell and the NFL and the Washington football team both came together to have like a joint legal protection that one side could not release the findings of this investigation and if the other side didn't want it to. So both the NFL and the Washington football team both would have entered a legal agreement that they both would have to sign off on releasing the findings of this investigation where all these women were sexually harassed. And obviously, the Washington football team doesn't want those to become public. Neither does the NFL, I'm sure. So that's where the NFL gets brought in, because they entered a legal agreement with the Washington football team.
Well, that's all logistic. But no, yeah. The reality of what happened today was the NFL got brought in because a congressman said, Roger Goodell, are you going to force Daniel Snyder out? And he said, I don't have the authority.
He's not wrong.
It's a big deal. Like, basically, I think I understand all those very important details, but I think to the average fan who's watching this, let's call it, it was a bit of political theater today.
Totally.
They wonder, like, what is the NFL's role? What is Daniel Snyder's role? And unfortunately, I don't think the complexity, I think a lot of the complexities were lost in everything that happened
in
today.
The circus, yeah, I think atmosphere.
You're doing a great job of explaining
I'm trying.
Some of those.
It's very complicated. Go back through Daniel Snyder 20 years of just awfulness.
Yeah, there's a lot to go through here. The NFL, I do think, was on trial to some extent today. Why aren't you firing Daniel Snyder? And it's a valid question.
Yeah, but, and Goodell said he can't. So he really can't. Goodell, you can say he had some major inconsistencies in his testimony today, being kind there. But one thing he's right about is he alone cannot remove Daniel Snyder. They need a vote,
24 out of 32.
Two-thirds, yeah.
Why do the other 24, if I'm one of the other 24 owners, I say, Daniel, thanks for your service. We got to move on. This could be an $8 billion franchise. It's Washington.
I know.
Look at what the Broncos sold for, 4.6. Washington's one of the premier franchises on the East Coast in the NFC East.
Yep.
Why I'd still, and we've been talking about this, just tell them to go away.
Yeah, I don't think they want to do that. They don't want to do that because, again, nobody wants Congress snooping around in their organization. Nobody, but Daniel Snyder is obviously, the Washington's an exception here. This has been going on for years and
right.
decades.
The pathway is 20 years of controversy, then Congress pulls you out. That's not a common
pathway. It's not exactly a pathway, you're right.
No, Washington being in Washington definitely had an impact on why they're being pulled into Congress. All those congressmen watch Washington football games every Sunday on local TV. They're a very visible team. I don't think this is really a pathway, because if that's a pathway, then an owner can say, well, it's going to take 23 years to kick me out.
I know.
I know how you feel about this, but I think it's time for the NFL owners to step up and say, you got to go.
Well, I mean, if they didn't get the message today, I don't know when they're ever going to get the message.
I mean, we've talked about bad owners in sports all around. Like,
right.
Obviously, you know, there's Sterling, but like James Dolan is obviously a well-known bad owner. And obviously Snyder, like they're bad owners, and they've been known to be bad owners for a long time. Not just what they've done on and off the court, just being bad owners. At what point is it that an owner is detrimental to a league? Right, like Jerry Richardson sold the team, but like he probably could have held on to it. Sterling was forced to sell the team, but at what point?
Right, but Sterling also owned the team for what, 25 years before then, or
right.
however long.
So, like, at what point is an owner really detrimental to a league? Like, does the NFL really suffer because of Snyder being a terrible person?
Well, maybe we found out the moment. Maybe today's the line in the sand when he's getting subpoenaed before the House Oversight Committee.
I mean, do you really think that today is the line in the sand?
I hope
it is, but do you really think so?
Here's the thing. I go back and forth, because sometimes you want to just say, like, throw up your hands and be like, oh, you know, nothing will ever work and he'll never get rid of him. But, you know, a lot of people thought that about Donald Sterling. You know, everyone knew that he was a bad actor. And for many years, it went just, well, that's just him. And he just, well, eventually he got his franchise taken away. So, you know, Jerry Richardson was doing this stuff behind the scenes. You know, not a lot of us knew about it, but he did have to sell his franchise. Like, I don't know. That seems like progress, right?
Well, I think we knew Donald Sterling was a terrible owner because the team was bad. I don't think we knew all the other stuff.
Maybe not the racial slurs and things like that.
Yeah,
but
I felt like that came out and like 2 weeks later he's gone.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a completely different situation. This has been going on for over a decade.
So the only reason why I think that more people knew about, maybe not the actual specifics, but I remember talking to certain NBA reporters who were very, you know, who were covering the league at that time, who had expressed regret to me behind the scenes that this was like one of the big failures of the NBA media, that nobody actually went after Donald Sterling and could have like really investigated what he was about.
Right, meaning that nobody knew of that. So people just
But there was like some smoke and nobody really knew how much fire was there.
Yeah, I mean, Dale Snyder is so different, too. Because I think Jones is the most, Jerry Jones is the most powerful owner. But then you're getting right next, then you're Snyder and Robert Kraft are in the discussion. It's 2 and 3. He's made a ton of money. He's very, very powerful. And he's very, very close to Jerry Jones. So it's much more complicated. He's not Jerry Richardson, who is kind of out of, probably
no,
not.
No, Jerry Richardson, remember during the lockout? It was Jerry Richardson was everywhere.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, from a friend who worked with these guys said that, like, basically Jones runs a league and Daniel Snyder is his right-hand man. I don't know if that's true. I definitely think Jerry Jones has an abnormal amount of power.
I would agree with you.
Sure seems that way, at least.
He definitely seems to carry himself that way. Yes. Like what? And I think that Jerry Jones was very influential in getting the Rams moving to L.A. and a lot of other things. Like, with his blessing, I think that a lot of that moved pretty quickly. So, yeah, not great. Not great when you're getting dragged in front of Congress. Yes, do you want to? Is this worth reading?
It's not. I mean, so Dan Snyder, his wife Tanya, and team president Jason Wright, who, if you've ever spoken to Jason Wright, is this incredibly impressive guy.
Mm-hmm.
So intelligent, so smart, so just focused, just a great dude. They released an incredibly long statement with various different facts and information, but the main thing that I'm getting out of it is some of the comments in the media have portrayed our team in a harsh and negative manner that does not reflect who we are as an organization today, nor do they acknowledge that for the past 2 years we have been dedicated to making much-needed and meaningful changes to our workplace culture, which is true. They've made a lot of internal changes.
Right, but the top of the food chain is still the top of the food chain.
Correct.
And that is Daniel Snyder. So you have to ask yourself, is ever anything going to... Yes, things can change, and you can put new people in, but when you have that guy, it's like it's rotted from the head. You know, like there's a reason why that expression that I just butchered exists.
And the other part of it is Snyder, up until now, between that shadow investigation and just plausible deniability, has been able to distance himself from what's been going on under his watch. All right, it happened under my watch, but it wasn't me. But we've seen enough allegations. And then that new allegation that came out that we finally saw the details of that settlement from 2009 that he allegedly groped a woman and tried to force her on an airplane and all these different things. Like, now he's being directly involved in this toxic workplace culture, not just overseeing it.
Well, and that
to me has to be the red line.
Yeah, right. And he's saying that that's meritless, but that he paid this woman $1.6 million because the insurance company recommended it.
And she's not the only one who's accusing him of stuff.
Right. And the woman who talked in front of Congress a couple months ago said that he was, you know, put his hands on her and tried to force her into a limousine. Yeah, no, this is not good. Maybe that's the line in the sand. It's actual Snyder and a woman saying that she was groped by him. Maybe, Perloff, maybe. That's the line. 855-212-4CBS. I mean, geez, I'd hope so. 855-212-4227. So that's the big news of what's going on today. We have plenty more to get to, including all the rumors we're hearing before the NBA draft. We've got the biggest rivalry in college football, which just got a whole lot spicier. All that coming your way here on Maggie and Perloff. Don't go anywhere. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, or on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM, Channel 158.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.